evening. I hope you're well and enjoying the beautiful weather of the world. Please join me in saying Yana Bekoah. Ana Bekoah Gedula Chemincha Tati Seruwa Halakad Gimel Yitak Tzadi. The gematria of these six letters is 506, the same gematria as Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Gaber inat amcha esagvenu taharenu nora kufrei shayin sintet nun. These six letters form two Hebrew words, kra, which means tear up, satan, the negative force. They can be rearranged to spell two other Hebrew words, Sha'ar Ketan, small gates. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora. Mem gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Mem gimel dalet has a gematria of 57. The same gematria as the Hebrew word zan, parnasah. Yud kaf shin is a sequence of letters that we utilize to take back the energy that we've given to the negative side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Etet Resh Tzaditav Gimel. This sequence of letters connects us to the Sphira of Netzach. One of the attributes of Netzach is eternal victory. Not just winning the battle, or even the war, but winning the final war against the desire to receive for oneself alone. Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuha Nael Adata Chetkuf Bet. This sequence of letters connects us to the Sphira of Hod. The essence of Hod is appreciation, thankfulness. It's good to contemplate what we are thankful for, to appreciate what we have, and then to ask for more. Yachid geyeh, lamcha penei, Zokre Kidu Shatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence of letters helps us spread the wisdom of Kabbalah more quickly in this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushva Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot. Shinkufav Tadiyutaf Gematria of the first two letters is 400, representing the four worlds times the 10 Sephirot within the 10 Sephirot for a total of 400 and represents perfection. The last four letters, the Vav Tzadi Yud Tav, has Gematria 506 and represents the same Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love, and reminds us that perfection can only be achieved through love. And the last verse we say in a whisper. Before I start reading from the Zohar tonight, from the portion of Pinchas, does anybody have any questions?
Yes, Hanok, what volume is that from?
Volume 20, Pinchas A.
Okay, thank you.
How are you feeling? America, how are you feeling? Guess you don't want to tell me how you're feeling. Baruch Hashem. Section 44. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning. Verse 244. America? Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenehu. Et hakevesh ha'echad ta'aseh ba'boker ve'et hakevesh ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbaim dihu razah diki yivshay derachamana deokbuha alayhu rabbanan gabei kivshay derachamana lama Lachela milin di hon tichot kiv shone di alma yechon mekusin tichot levushach ma levushihu ma kase al gufa ofaki tzarit vekasa arazin teoreta kafshin Rasin de carbonin dinun kegavna dikrevu de italigabe de Allah. The one lamb, which the Hebrew word is kevet, you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer towards evening. Verse from Shemot, chapter 29. And also from Bamidbar, chapter 28. And about the hidden matters, the Hebrew word is kivishi, of the merciful one, the sages have taught Why do you probe into the secrets of the Merciful One? The meaning of which is, matters that are of the mysteries of the world, let them be concealed under your dress. Just as clothes cover the body, so also must the secrets of the Torah be kept covered up. And this applies even more to the secret of the sacrifices, which are like a wife drawing near to her husband, which is why a sacrifice is called korban, from the same root as the word kirva, meaning nearness. The verse is explaining that all four of these words, kirva, korban, kivishi, kevet, is coming from the same root, and it's talking about getting closer to God. And the purpose of the animal sacrifices during the times of the temple, and today, by reading about it and studying about it, we accomplish the same goal without the physical action. But of course, that's, for most people, very hard to connect to, this consciousness of mind over matter, this consciousness that I don't do the action, but I have the consciousness that I've done the action, and therefore I do the action. It's a very difficult concept for people in our generation, but it's very important for people in our generation, because this is what will bring the Shia, this elevation. This is what Moses got into trouble for, by striking the rock, because he couldn't see the people rising to the understanding that mind controls matter. Verse 245. Umakarivu de tarvaihu zarif beit kasya of haki zarif karban lekasa'a lon mivne aryan rashiaya hatsufi delayed lon boshet. Kapanim vilaya anava vikama mime mamzirin inun bene aryot bene nida vinad hashem mina vishtakach beatara shivcha bat el nekar zona vachayu Raza Tahat Shalosh Raza Eretz Vigomer Tahat Eved Ki Yimloch Bina Avaldi Yispa Lachem Beshacha Ki Tirash Gevirta Dinad Hashem Meatra'a Dihi Matronita Yitzadi etet Yala v'yatracha Shifa v'yitzar. And just as the proximity of the two of them, of husband and wife, has to be in concealment, so also must the sacrifice be concealed from the wicked, the impudent, the immoral, and the practitioners of incest, who have no shame and no modesty. And there are bastards of a number of sorts, children of incest, of those who have intercourse during menstruation. Nida means, the Hebrew word for menstruation is nida. Nida means that hay, which is the shkuna, who is called hay, has moved, the Hebrew word is nad, away from her, and in her place is a bondwoman, daughter of a strange el, a prostitute. And this is a secret of the four, three things the earth is disquieted: for a slave when he becomes king, and a fool when he is filled with food, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. For the hay has moved away from its place, which is the queen, and is a good inclination. And in her stead has come to come in a handmaid, the evil inclination. To explain this verse, when we get angry, our neshama, our highest level of soul that's in our body, leaves and is replaced, because there's no such thing as empty space. That's really the miracle of the Tzimtzum. How can there be space empty of God? There can't be. And yet we are taught by Rabbi Isaac Luria that the Tzimtzum, the withdrawal into himself, created empty space in which we could make mistakes because the light was concealed. And the same thing applies when we get angry. When we get angry, our neshama, our soul, leaves us and is replaced by a neshama from the negative side, who then is in control of our body and does actions that are not us, and those actions create consequences. Those consequences come looking for the body, which is us, and that becomes the creation of chaos in our lives. That's just from anger. There's actions we do without getting angry. It's another issue. But this verse that is talking about being with Nidah is explaining that during the time of a woman's menstruation, a potential child was offered, was available, was about to be conceived, and it didn't happen. And so as she goes through menstruation, that part of the womb, that part of the soul, leaves, and leaves the negative system in control. Negative system dealing with judgment. This is the time period when people should not be having sexual relations. This is the negative period when a man is unable to handle the negative side of his wife and goes out of balance. And all of this, these three things are really similar, being caused by the leaving of a space and the coming into that space of a negative entity. A left column entity. Verse 246.
Dam tame tadida umahatam vehiskiro hakohen shivat yamim lof haki shivat Yamim tiye benidata zaka'ainun avarim umit kadshe b'shat tashpish tiinunatzei ha'ola de'achidan b'chol nashin kadishin shem yedog yedogad Diatid v'eshin dilhon uvkid v'yorin Kavdu Adonai achal Tivshe dirachamana Hainu et hakeves Ha'echad tase Baboker v'et bakeves Asheni tase Bein ha'arbaim. And the secret of the matter is to be found in the verse. It seems to me there is as if it were a plague in the house. a verse from Vayikra, chapter 14, namely the impure blood of menstruation, just as in the one cause of the plague. Then the priest shall shut him up for 7 days. So also in the other she shall be 7 days in her menstrual impurity. Happy are the organs that are sanctified at the time of increaseness. Excuse me, that are sanctified at the time of intercourse, for they are called the wood of the burnt offering, for they are engulfed by holy fires, from the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is their unpin, who takes hold of their fire. And for this reason it is written, wherefore glory of Hashem in the regions of light. Thus the mysteries, the Aramaic word is kevesh, of the merciful one, are the one lamb, kevesh, you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer towards evening. These are really plays on Hebrew words for us to kind of get an inkling of how these all things tie together. Verse 247. Sheli mu dikra v'yasi right v'yefa solet zaka'ai hu mandian gir mi moche tipa solet neki abela besolet v'hira mizav v'yatvav min Adonai Kalila Basar Safiran Dihubilula Beshemen Katit Revit Hahin Vihibilula Bamigra Bamishna Chatalut Bekabala. At the end of the verse continues, and the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour, that as happy as he who draws down from his brain a drop of clean refined flour without impurity, and waste at the time of the mating. And this is hinted at in the letter of Yud of Adonai. And that is why it says a tenth part that includes the ten sephirot. And she is to be mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. That is, it is mingled from four, namely Scripture, Mishnah, Talmud, and Kabbalah, on which the righteous beat themselves, and so raise up the female waters for its union. An esoteric verse. Because these four levels of Torah, are unified, they represent the four worlds in a metaphor. And that's why the ephah flower has to be one-fourth of a hin, so that all of these measurements get to be used properly. Section 45 is the chariot of Ezekiel. And I know this is a very esoteric section. It's only been a short period of time, and I apologize. My pattern is to read directly whatever I'm timed to read. But I know this will not be understood. The next section, 46, which is what I would normally go to, is also that way. The four clipotes surrounding the four living creatures. So, section 47.
Robin is talking about voice and speech. And we have discussed that one before many times in many places. I am going to sign off early. I am tired and not functioning well, and it's really not a healthy way to read the Zohar. I apologize. It has to do with me giving additional classes this week, and I have to build up that strength again, and I will do that for next week. I look forward to seeing you all in one of the Sunday morning class, Tuesday evening class, Wednesday evening, early or late, because I give both of them. Wednesday's class at 7:30 or at 10. Thursday's class for the Zohar. And again, Sunday's class. I wish you all well. Wish you a beautiful Shabbat. We'll speak to you soon.